Good day, it's Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's take a look at important updates from the Australian finance and insurance industries. The first topic today is about the potential for increasing insurance challenges. The Australian government, in its inaugural National Climate Risk Assessment, underlined the escalating impact of natural calamities due to climate change on our access to insurance. Natural disasters such as floods, fires, and cyclones are becoming more frequent and severe, causing untold damage and exacerbating health and safety risks. The domino effect of these climate-driven catastrophes is a surge in insurance costs, leading to potential underinsurance issues. The road to resolution lies in the combined effort of reducing emissions, building community resilience, and strategic relocations, with a focus on achieving net zero by 2050. Turning now to the financial advisory sector, a recent report from Russell Investments revealed a discrepancy between client and advisor perspectives. Most clients believe that gaining control over their finances is the primary benefit of financial advice. However, less than half of the advisors appear to recognize this emotional benefit. The future of financial consultation lies in mitigating biases effectively and providing tailored strategies that respect clients' desire for control. In regulatory news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has rolled out a new legislation that consolidates three previous regulations on financial advice, ASIC Corporations Instrument 2025-5-234. The move has been applauded by the Financial Advice Association Australia, though they have raised concerns about potential confusion over general and personalized advice. The legislation aims to offer clearer understanding to consumers, while maintaining exemptions for financial services licensees, provided general advice is properly identified and contextualized. Finally, data is saying that we're going through a sustained high cost of living. Speaking at the Australian Finance Industry Association on September 16, the Reserve Bank's Assistant Governor, Sarah Hunter, confirmed that key essentials like milk, bread, and petrol are still expensive. However, there's some good news. Economic conditions are improving, and there's hope for stable interest rates in September. Despite the high cost of living, Australians are adapting to these enduring economic changes. That wraps up today's news. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information on our offerings in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay enlightened with us, and we'll catch you next time on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap.